from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, guys. Great show. Love it.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Good morning. Trying to figure out this ergonomic chair in the break.
It's not that hard to figure out. You sit on it, and you put your shins on the pads.
The shins go. I had my knees on the pads. I think.
Sure.
That's not
whatever.
I
tried
the
some
pads.
Ergonomic chair idea. I'm sitting on an exercise ball right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My wife sits on when she takes her calls down here in our sanctuary office studio.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've figured it out. I'm gonna stand anyway. Anyways, good morning, Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. It is day two of free agency. Most of the guys, though, have signed. You are in for the next couple of hours, and
yes.
That must mean that things are going okay over there end for now.
Yeah, I mean, three kids now, three or less, and we're tossing out some MVPs, Conn Smythe's. To the Twins, they slept through the night last night. I mean,
wow.
You know, yeah, it's you really couldn't do it without them.
Yeah,
it's just they did their one third. They each did their one third, and it's pretty great. So good for them.
Their one third.
Yes.
Were you able then to be glued to Twitter for basically all of yesterday during free agency?
Yeah, for the most part, I was. Yes, I would say that. I would say I was. I mean, glued, sure. I also stayed up and watched the U.S. soccer game.
Oh, that must have been fun.
It was. I had a good time. So, yeah, I mean, I've seen all the vitriol towards the Sabres. I've got a little bit of it myself. You know, whatever. It's free agency. I've enjoyed watching the NHL's annual feeding frenzy. It's, July 1st is kind of fun. This year has some good, solid movement, right? I mean, league-wide, at least.
It's especially fun if you are a Nashville Predators fan today. Like, how can you not be jealous, at least a little bit, that have the Sabres ever had a July 1st like a Predators fan had yesterday where your team just screams to you, time to win, let's go get all the good players we can get our hands on?
Yeah. Nashville was a 99-point team last year, a wild-card team that made the playoffs. Yeah, good for them. I mean, sure. Stamkos going to Nashville, Marchessault, and the third guy was, remind me.
Brady Shea.
Yeah, okay. That's, maybe less so there, but whatever. Sure, good for them. Good for them. Ryan O'Reilly's on that team. I think the funniest other signing that we, of course, should joke about, talk about, see how it plays out is Skinner. I mean, we are ahead of time, potentially setting ourselves up for the streak can continue.
Which is, yes.
Listen, yeah. Of all the streaks we've got, at least we can laugh at this one. And Skinner to hoist the cup is, well, let's just say I'll be rooting for it.
Could he not have gone to a more perfect place for that storyline to continue? Not even if he wins the cup or not, but like I'll be very curious to see where they put him in the lineup, because if you are one that believes he's hit the wall, which maybe he has, he could hit the wall, and if he plays with McDavid or Dreisaitl, he's gonna score 40 goals this year.
Yeah.
And if the Sabres don't already look bad with all their former players, you know, doing great, I mean, it will at least continue if he puts up giant goal production and they go deep in the playoffs, which I feel like both are likely to happen.
Yeah, and I'd be happy for him. It'd be great. I mean,
yeah, for
sure. The guy that has never been to a playoff game going deep into the playoffs would be fun.
Oh, he's almost definitely going to play his first playoff game this year.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be really tough for Edmonton to miss. And if they did, well, then, you know, maybe McDavid would leave. Although Dreisaitl's still to be determined there, what's going to happen with him because his expiring contract. But, yeah, Skinner to Edmonton, very interesting. The Girgensons one is the other one. I mean, boy, Girgensons to Tampa. I mean, no one.
3 years, $875,000.
Yeah, basically minimum wage for him.
Right. Over a three-year time period, which is also strange.
Yeah, a long-term deal. Was he likely to play all 3 years? Will he get waived? I don't know, but it's very interesting to me. The Girgensons one is interesting because Kevin Adams said they had a contract offer on the table for him. Now, we don't know what that offer was, but what are the odds it was less than what Tampa gave? I bet it was...
Well, I don't even think it could be less money.
No, that's right. It's minimum wage. You know, if you wanted to protect yourself about thinking he left for minimum wage to try and win, which who could blame him? What? They probably offered him 1.5? I bet they offered him double. They certainly didn't offer him a two-way deal. I mean, this is a guy that wore a letter for them, and they said at the trade deadline was important to the fabric of the team, and Adams said there's something special about him, and they wanted to keep him, and they were simply waiting to hear if he was going to become a free agent, and he left. Like, of all the things that could happen, this was a bit of a sacred cow for them. They wouldn't trade him at the deadline because he was too important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walked. And I'm not expecting them to get much at the deadline for him if they trade him. But, you know, of all the wants-to-be-here guys, here's a guy that had signed more contracts in Buffalo than maybe anyone ever will, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or ever has. And fabric of the team, all that, and he walked out the door on you. That is tough. You traded your captain, who knew something was off from the start, your other leader, the other A who you brought back. I mean, it's just, it's kind of hilarious.
I wonder if this whole offseason behind the scenes might be humbling for them. Like, I don't know how hard they've tried to make trades for good players in the past and how much they've really tried to push the envelope on, you know, guys that want to be here. I wonder, especially with Girgensons and Okposo added in, guys that have committed over and over and over to coming back, especially Girgensons, and now they're saying, "Yeah, I'd like to go win. I'm gonna go south and go to the state of Florida because it's where all the good hockey players are now. I'm gonna go win there." And at the same time, was this the first time they really tried hard to go get good, proven players in the league? And I wonder if they are surprised or if they're humbled by how much harder it was than maybe they expected. Because we're sitting here today, and I went back and found tweets from Dave Pagnotta and Elliot Friedman from the last week of April, the first week of May, like right when the offseason got going. And there's Friedman, there's Pagnotta, there's LeBron, all saying the same thing. What do they want? Top six winger and a third line center. And day two free agency through the draft, they haven't touched either one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Jason Zucker, they might try to sell like that.
Like top six winger, maybe, if I'm right. I really have to sell that, though, don't I? He scored for all the talk that Skinner declined, this guy scored 10 goals fewer last year and has scored 43 fewer goals in the last 3 years. But, right, like, he's, I guess I'm selling him as, well, that's the top six winger they wanted.
Maybe. I've seen a little bit on Zucker that if he got more ice time, things might go better. His ice time, his last two stops, I mean, Nashville, he was, what, 12? I think I saw that he was 12th in ice time in Nashville and 10th in Arizona among forwards. Mm-hmm. So it's not a guy that has been earning ice time with the teams he's been on, and maybe the Sabres cast him in a different role. So, you know, the offseason's not over. I'm going to keep saying that because not necessarily that I expect much different, but that you know, I don't want to act like a window has closed. A deadline didn't pass. In fact, it did just kind of open.
No, but
and the Stanley Cup was awarded when? A week ago?
Yep.
It was a week. So trades, anything like that, that's obviously still potentially coming. But, you know, with the Sabres right now, Joe, I'm not convinced they're going to be terrible or that they can't make the playoffs. I think that they're in a spot we all knew they would be in. And for the GM, you know, it kind of, this is the day where we see where they are in the league, more so than the standings. This is where July 1st is where we see what everybody thinks of them. And what everybody mm-hmm. thinks of them is you can get $1 million guys and you can get a guy like Jason Zucker for 1 year, five. And a lot of the projections thought he would go for $3 million. I'm not upset they paid him five. I don't care at all. I think they probably do have to overpay for guys. One might wonder why you would buy out Skinner for Zucker. Sure, okay.
Yep.
But whatever, it's Lindy Ruff's version of this new Sabres team, so we'll see how it goes. And all this chatter about where they are and what they're going to do, we talked about it last week. I said to you, the three names I think that are most important of them this year are Lindy, Tage, and Lukanen, because I need Lukanen to be great again, and I need Tage to be a 95-point player again.
Right.
And without those things, I think they probably missed the playoffs. So we'll see how it all goes. But, you know, all this talk of fourth line stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I don't have any problems with getting better at their fourth line. They want to wear teams down. Okay. Good luck. I mean, it's the line that plays the least, and you're hoping to get more out of that. It's definitely been a spot that has hurt them in the past, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, you look at, like, compare them to 2 years ago, because that's the team that's 1 point out. They are. Okay, are they better on the fourth line? Sure, I'll accept that. They got physical guys, they got speed, they got penalty killing, shot blocking, like they got all the things that you want out of a fourth liner. And at the top, they might have a line just as good if Thompson returns to form and stays healthy. I mean, if it's Tage, Paterka, and Tuck, I could get the same production I think I got out of Tage, Tuck, and Skinner 2 years ago. So I feel like I'm good there if Thompson performs. And then I've got a middle, though, that I'm just not nearly as confident in. Like, of the team that missed the playoffs by 1 point, a team that was top five in the league in scoring, as I pointed out a little bit earlier, they had Mittelstad and Olofsson in the bottom six, scoring 28 goals for Olofsson and 60 points for Mittelstadt. And in that middle right now, you know, I feel like the goal scoring is going to come down from where it was 2 years ago. What are they going to play under Lindy? I mean, aren't they going to try to be this, I don't want to say the Islanders, but aren't they going to be a lot closer to that than they even were last year, let alone 2 years ago?
Yeah. How about this? What would they like to be? Let's play this game. Ranked in goals for and goals against. What would they like to All be right. ranked in goals for in the NHL?
I bet they'd realistically like to be 11th.
Okay. Well, last year at 246 goals for, if you go just by how many goals, you know, 246 you scored, yep. They're about middle of the pack, closer to the bottom. There are 9 teams that scored fewer goals than them.
Okay, so they were what? That's 23rd?
Yeah, 23rd in goals for.
Yeah.
Last year. So you think they want to be 11th? That would be an upgrade. Where do they want to be? Where do they want to be defensively in goals against? Because they were a little better at that, but not much better. There are 9, 10 teams better in goals against. So how much better can they get in goals? I'm sorry, I have that wrong. I mean, let me click.
They were But weren't they like middle of the pack last year in goals allowed or defensively?
Goals allowed. Okay. Edmonton gave up fewer goals than the Sabres. They are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, it's about the same spot.
All right.
They were about the same goals for and goals against, both in the bottom half. So, like, if you want to get a lot better defensively, okay, how much better? I mean, you're hoping to be the Bruins or the Rangers. All the teams that gave up fewer goals than them, almost all of them, Seattle's the only one, made the playoffs. Like, these are all playoff teams. So, defensively, last year, they were probably good enough to be a playoff team. It was their offense that they couldn't get things going, right? The power play was a mess, and their two best centers didn't have good years. So, with that, it's a little bit of a hope, and maybe their internal numbers show this, or injuries show this, or Lindy gets this out of Cousins. Did they really need anything more than what they got? I mean, losing Skinner is losing goal production, but, you know, defensively, they weren't bad. They were not a bad team last year. They were playoff caliber defensively. And if they just get Cousins and Tage to rebound a bit and a healthy Quinn, they might have a case to say, we don't have to do that much. So, I don't know. I'm frustrated like everybody else is that they're not making bold moves the same way we have been the last however many years. But, you know, they're still in the mix, I think, to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're definitely in the mix to make the playoffs. I you would think.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mean, it would be... I guess it wouldn't be new if they weren't, but it would be demoralizing again if they weren't. It's just, okay, like, sure, they want to be, do they want to be, how much better scoring do they really want to be? How much better on that power play that they were so bad at last year do they really expect to be? Because what I've got this offseason, for me, like, as we just broke down, they couldn't score goals last year when they needed to. Like, they... As much as being hard to play against was a problem for this team, they couldn't score goals. Like, to me, that was their biggest problem. And what have I done this offseason? I've created a team where I've thrust Peyton Krebs into a third-line center role where, oh, let's hope he can score 50 points. Can he give me 70% of what Mittelstadt did 2 years ago? I don't know about that. He didn't show any sign of that at the end of last year. And now I'm doing what with my other top six forward? I'm going to throw 19-year-old Zach Benson in there and cross my fingers that he's going to take a massive leap? Or I'm going to have one of my rookies do it? Or I'm going to hope that Jason Zucker, you know, goes from 14 goals to 25 goals. I have a hard time being convinced that they didn't get worse offensively this offseason when that was their biggest problem last year.
Yeah. Well, the bigger picture for me is, you know, you've said it feels like they're not in the league. You're not alone with that. The big picture for me, we're on – Kevin Adams has been the GM for 4 years. And I don't know if – there's one thing that I'm not sure if it'll ever change. It probably would if they won games and became, you know, a contender. But the fact that they are still selling wants to be here is really tough to take. Really tough to take. Mm-hmm. How many professional sports teams lean into it as hard as they do?
I mean,
nobody.
I don't know if I hear
nobody
it said anywhere
does.
Else. Yeah.
Yesterday, I asked Josh to get the clip because I didn't see enough people jumping on this. Yesterday, he suggested that the mere doubt—if a player doubted they want to be here—he would move on. Josh, do you have that clip?
If not, we can all find right. it.
Let's play it.
Oh, you got it? Sweet.
You got it.
I want players that want to be here, and players that give me a quick, I'm not sure I want to be a Saber because of whatever, then we move on to the next. I don't even give it a second thought. But, yeah, it doesn't even really fade.
I didn't even hear that yesterday.
How do you say, what? You're not sure if you want to come to Buffalo and I move on and don't give it a second thought? Like, I don't even believe that's real. How could you say that?
I can't believe that's real.
How could you say that?
You want a comparison for Adam's comment there? Remember when Diggs said, in 2019, the Bills tried to trade for him, and he said, "Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that right now."
Yeah,
wouldn't the comparison there be Diggs? Oh, if Bean had the same attitude in practice of I don't know if I want to be there. Don't give it a second thought. That would mean Bean would have never traded for Stephon Diggs,
right?
Because
he wasn't sure the first time,
right? And then okay, you circled back around. Now he wanted to do it. You might not have ever circled back around if you weren't willing to do. I can't believe that's 100% true.
Right, that's the thing. Like, hearing that was incredible, but there's no way that that can be right. There's no way that he actually doesn't give a second thought, because they live in a reality where players would maybe not want to be here, would not really understand or whatever. People that come here do like it here. When there's free agency pitches, I'm thinking about whether it's LeBron, right, or whoever it was way back when, they fly all over the place and they do these tours, and not everybody is doing that. But let's say there's a player and there's a trade that's not happening right now because the player has a no trade, a no move, and the indication is that he wouldn't want to waive it for Buffalo. He's not so sure. I don't think he'd be interested in that. Adams did go on later to say you don't want to spin your wheels for guys that aren't going to do that, and I get that. Like, you don't want to waste a lot of time if a guy's not going to waive. But if someone is unsure and the door is the least bit open, his whole job is to convince players to come here. So however you do that, I mean, the Knicks, when LeBron was a free agent, right, didn't that video come out about all
the
they
went out
a million
video.
Celebrities to try and get LeBron to come, and he did not.
Yeah.
But at least they tried. So just to hear him say, I want guys that want to be here, and if they get me, I'm not sure. I just move on and never give it a second thought. Who do you think you are? You're the Sabres. So I heard that yesterday, and that was a jaw-dropper that he said that. I kind of don't believe that he meant to say it that way, but he did choose those words.
Yep.
And they were really tough to hear because no pro sports team should be talking like that.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones on this. Luke in Silver Creek on this point. What's up, Luke?
Hey, guys. I heard you mentioned the quote here, and it just really kind of fired me up. It's like, it just sounds so arrogant, and I think it's just total PR stuff. Like, he thinks that the fan base is just going to swoon over him saying that, but it's just frustrating. It's like, does Patrick Kane even want to be here? He's from Buffalo. I don't even think he wants to be here. Like, this isn't Miami, you know? Like, there's no, it's not like we don't have income tax. Like, I just don't understand what the selling point of the poverty franchise Sabres is to people, where he expects, you know, some amazing player is just going to automatically want to be here, and there's like no convincing that needs to be done at all, or else he's just moving on. It's just, it's kind of infuriating. So that's what I have to say.
Yeah, it's kind of thing where, and he kind of clarified a little bit later, and Josh pulled that up, but it's not exactly the same point. It was the thing about spinning your wheels. You don't want to spin your wheels, which, again, like, I don't think it's Kevin Adams' fault that this is the case. But to have said that way did not sound like a professional sports franchise to me. And I know the Sabres want to be one. I almost wish they would fake it. Fake it till you make it. You know, not an arrogant, if you don't want us, that's fine. We'll be just fine without you. But you've got to have some level of convincing people. I thought yesterday I'd be if I'm the Sabres doing anything I can, how can we change what people think of us? We'll be the team that pays 1 year, $8 million deals to guys that are out on prove it deals and want or whatever.
Yep.
Hey, go to Buffalo. You get overpaid. Great. I'm getting overpaid, and I'm going to go there and try to play hard. Now maybe they'd be worried about guys that wouldn't do that. I would be thinking of anything I could do to convince players to come here to change the image of what it is like here. And I don't think the way to do that is to say, if a guy gives me any doubt, I move right on.
It would be insane to me if a player in the league didn't have some doubt about wanting to come here. How with the record of the team year after year after year, if I have a competitive NHL player out there, I don't know how you could look the guy in the eye, and I don't know how you could expect anyone in a meeting to go, "Oh my God, I've been dreaming of coming to Buffalo.
Right.
I'm glad you called."
When the Bills have players that might doubt wanting to come here, or they're unsure, they go to Josh Allen's house.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, Beckham and others. Yeah.
Right, the idea that you're unsure. Von Miller, I mean, listen, the signing has gone a certain way because of an injury. Von said he had doubt on the way here on the plane.
Yeah.
And the Bills are a good team. So, man, I heard that yesterday. I kind of couldn't believe he said it. What are we doing here? So, anything to change what people think of the organization. And, you know, that's Lindy's job. That's Kevin Adams' job. It's a heavy lift. There's no doubt about it. And all that said, I think they can make the playoffs next year. If they have Luukkonen and their top two centers where they need to be, they can be fine. It's not even, you don't have to be that good to make the playoffs. So be a little bit better. I don't think they're at rock bottom. They might be at peak frustration for fans.
Mm-hmm.
But
It's also if they're done, and I know, like you just said, like offseason's not over. It's like 80% over, though, right? Like most,
it might be.
Most of the players that we're going to move this summer have moved. Like it's not done. Martin Nečas and Nikolaj Ehlers are two names that have been on the trade market that I think are probably still getting traded, but I just don't know how. I don't know how after the last couple of years and this summer, and I'm supposed to be optimistic that the Sabres are going to be the team that lands one of those two, if whoever gets traded.
Yep.
803-0550. If you're calling in right now, stay on hold. We'll get to you when we come back. Adam's also saying that he thinks the team is much better last year versus this year. Lindy's role in all this, we'll get to it all. Them improving the bottom six as well. I still got more ranting about Greg Berhalter to get to before the end of the show.
I've got a good James Cook stat for you, too.
A James Cook stat?
Yeah. I mean,
I've not had that written down.
I've got a good James Cook stat that leads to a conversation about his role this upcoming season.
Okay, good. I also did have to get to today, Vaughn's making some interesting comments again about his season last year. He's saying like he's angry about the way it went. Like, I don't know. Vaughn a little bit, too, but a lot to get to. Your phone calls as well. Wimbledon, of course, going on right now. Jessie Pegula is through. Won her match, so she's the first in the women's side to get through to, I believe, they're onto the round of 16. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550 is the phone number. It's WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.